have two musicians also, two singers, two guitar players, two people who have been on Toss Salad before. Jack Dwyer, not for a while. Sue Thompson, fairly recently. And also, you have a gig coming up, I think, at the Keg and I, is it?
Yes. Keg and I? This Monday. This coming Monday at the Keg and I.
From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And Jack, at least, is a regular at the Keg and I believe.
I am. I'm there every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m.
It's pretty regular.
Jack owns Monday at the Keg and I.
And the Keg and I is really coming to be a popular place.
We like it.
Yeah. So tap that microphone, will you, please?
I can tap the windscreen. Is that what you want?
That's what I want, the windscreen. Okay. Yep, that's good. Okay. Yep, that's the one. Just wanted to make sure I had the right one there. All right. So what have you in store for us? We have you until 3:15.
All right.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, 3:15 means you need to have a set list, or at least a repertoire.
Repertoire we've got.
And I think that microphone needs to be closer to Sue.
Okay.
That's what I'm wrestling with a little bit, I think. Yeah.
Check.
Tap, tap. Don't whistle or don't blow into the microphone. You know that's, again, the rules, right? I just throw you right out of the room. All right, I'm listening. What are you going to do?
Let's play a fiddle tune.
Sounds good to me.
You want to kick it off?
Sure.
I was just thinking about the notion of playing fiddle tunes on a guitar. And I go back probably as far into the history of music as Sue does, close to it anyway.
Or longer.
Well, I didn't want to say that about either of us, Sue. But Jack, for sure, he's about half to the two of us. But I remember hearing the first person I heard playing a fiddle tune on a guitar and playing it well was Doc Watson. And not long after Dan Carreri. And now it's something that a good guitarist is probably expected to do, which means I can't possibly ever dream of it. But you guys do it splendidly well. Before Doc Watson, though, and Dan Carreri, I don't remember any recordings of anyone taking a fiddle tune to a guitar.
Well, I think one of the first people I heard playing fiddle tunes on the guitar, which was maybe around the same, I think I heard Doc sooner, but shortly after that, you started hearing people like Clarence White down in California, Eric Thompson,
for sure,
California. Yeah, uh-huh. All of those were great, and Eric is still a great fiddle tunes flat picker and everything flat picker. So there were kind of a few of the early adopters, and then, of course, after Tony Rice, it just kind of became something that all guitar players aspired to.
And some like you two can do it, which is quite delightful. I don't have a lot to talk to you two about because Sue was here not long ago and we got a whole lot of biographical information and I learned I learned that you used to live not long ago in Seattle and some other things. We could have more bio if you'd like. Yeah, why don't we have more bio since you seem interested? You want to talk about. You did come from California, true?
I moved to California from New York when I was about 18 or so.
So you were living in California when I first met you at Fiddletunes, probably.
Probably so, yeah.
So your family, you are a musical person. Were you raised by people with music all around you? I just talked to the Connotes, by the way.
Uh-huh.
They were here, and they talked about their papa playing Fascination on the piano after work every day.
Well, I can't say I had any of those kinds of influences. My family were immigrants. I'm first generation American.
Immigrants from where?
My mother was born in Poland, and my father in what was then Bessarabia, which is the southeast corner of Poland, where Ukraine and Romania and Poland all come together.
I'm glad that I was wrong, and we will talk about your biographical information then. We'll get some. Did you learn those languages?
Not at all.
Ah.
No. But as a working class family that was aspiring to be a middle class family, I was forced to take piano lessons when I was about 8 years old for several years, even though what I really wanted was a guitar. And my father told me I couldn't have one because if I had one, I was just going to strum rock and roll on it. And he was right. That's what I would have done.
Did you ever?
Strum rock and roll?
On your guitar?
Absolutely.
Really? So you played electric music?
Yes, but not until about 40 years later than that.
So...
But yeah, I did play in a band that was electric in the 90s.
Well, that
was called Metro Luna.
All very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the 90s, that's not that long ago compared to Fiddletunes. So that was after I encountered you at Fiddletunes.
Oh, I had been living in Seattle for a long time.
Yeah, and playing.
By then, yeah.
And you play electric nowadays at all?
I played plugged in at a gig in Palm Springs, California last week.
I guess.
But I was just sitting in with some friends.
Guilty as charged, it sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, my father didn't know the worst of it, which was that I was going to play bluegrass on a guitar.
Well, then, I was going to say he might have suspected even worse than that, but I guess if the worst you can suspect of your daughter is playing bluegrass, you probably have a good relationship with your daughter.
He didn't know the rest of it.
Yeah, I see. We do keep these things from our parents, don't we? Yeah. Well, okay. So no language, though. It's a pity that they didn't want you to learn those funny languages from far away. They didn't speak them in the home.
No.
Yeah, okay. No. They were becoming Americans.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do for work? Why did they come here? I'm not going to.
That is so long of a story that it would take the whole rest of the time we have here. But let's say for the same reason that all Eastern European immigrants came here in the 1920s, better life.
Getting away from something?
In the 20s, yeah, a little bit, but not so much. But, you know, people came here to have a better life for their family, and certainly my folks managed to get a better life for my brother and I than they had. So I'd say they succeeded.
Were they farming people, city people?
Small town people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and here you are in a small town.
Hey, I've gone back to my roots.
What do you know? Well, look at the clock. I'm able to say in so few words, KPTZ Port Townsend. I learned yesterday that that's all I have to say. That I can't say listener supported. I can't say non-commercial. I can't say these things. But I have to just keep it simple, and then I can embellish. And so okay. I just embellish. And the show is Tossed Salad. With me are Jack Dwyer and Sue Thompson. Later on, Blue Heron Presents. This is the middle school. Here we go again. I have a hard time with words with more than five syllables. I think I have one of those here. Maybe. Let's see. Minerva McGonagall's Mellifluous. No, not five. Middle school melodists. So what does that amount to? Some middle school kids coming to play music.
Sounds
thanks
good.
To Brett Navin and apparently Minerva McGonagall. I wonder if she's a real person. We'll find out. Then, after those folks, more music. This is the Choir of St. Herman of Alaska Eastern Orthodox Church. Going to have the director is Macrina Lewis. And in an email to me, she mentioned that at least one of the hymns, if not several, they will sing in several languages. So they will be here at 4 o'clock. And Deborah Kate Hammond is reading poems about cats. Meow. Cats meow. I hope Champ is my cat, knows how to turn on the radio at my house. Well, he may know how to turn the radio on, but this is the middle of the afternoon, and you know what he's doing?
Sleeping.
Sound asleep, I'm sure. Yes, that's the case. Jack Dwyer, Sue Thompson, please, more music.
All right. You want to sing one?
Why don't you sing one? I've been yakking.
All right. Let's see. How about Honky Tonk Doctor? This is a song of mine here. E flat.
All right.
Joe's been spending all his time in bed. Hasn't walked from here to there since he don't know when. But late last night I saw him tearing up the floor with the honky-tonk doctor and the gal named Eleanor. You step into his office, he'll know what to do with a two-step solution waiting there for you. And come tomorrow morning you'll be feeling fine, 'cause the honky-tonk doctor's in the house tonight.
Yeah, the honky-tonk doctor's in the house tonight.
Makes me think of Len Feldman. You know Len?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sue knows Len. Len, I don't know, we'd call him a honky-tonk doctor, but he is a doctor.
I'd call him more of the old-timey doctor.
Yeah, I think that would be better. Just concertina.
Yeah.
But a doctor for sure. He was on the show a couple of years ago talking about taking medicine by boat to the very distant corners of Southeast Alaska. Well, Jack Dwyer, since we talked about Sue, we'd better talk about you. And if I'm not mistaken, you came from someplace very close to here.
Well, I guess initially, yeah, I was born in Ballard, but moved around all over before I was in Port Townsend. I was in New York State, and before that, Alaska. And been a variety of places in between. But it is good to be back in Port Townsend.
So the family band, the Dwyer family band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you get together much, and when and where?
Every once in a while, we'll play together, and I dragged them all out to play music with me on my birthday last year at the Keg and I. I think that was our last official show that we did together. But more things in the works potentially. So.
I remember it was some years ago seeing a picture in the newspaper of the Dwyer family band. And at that time, it was your gig, and I think it was the main event for the family, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a weekly show together. I think the first place we played was Aldridge's every Sunday morning.
So do they play? Your parents still play much?
Yep. Yeah, they play together every week. Yeah, a couple times a week, and they've got a few different configurations that they play in together. And
lively music, lively band, and you're moving on your own gig. And I sort of should imagine maybe a bit more polished and professional. You're a pro now.
I guess you could say that.
I see your name everywhere. I mean, you're playing with all manner of people, and then you have your regular gig at the Keg and I as well.
Yeah.
And that will be Monday at the Keg and I, the two of you. Yes.
That's right.
This Monday.
Yeah.
So we have a generational difference by a little bit here. How did you two musically connect? When and where? How? I know why. Ooh.
I think it was actually maybe Jerry Canoe.
I was thinking it was Jerry Canoe.
Someone told me to call Sue because I had just moved back to town, and she had also moved here recently, and I was told that she plays bluegrass and that you should definitely play music with her because she's really good. So I called her up.
And I heard more or less the same thing from the same person, which was Jerry Canoe, who was just here earlier. And Jerry said, oh, you really ought to get together with Jack Dwyer. And so we did, and interestingly, we discovered that we have an enormous repertoire of tunes and songs in common, and that we like a lot of the same kinds of things that not everybody else plays. So we kind of hit it off that way.
Well, we certainly had that with the Canoats, who dig into the ancient sheet music from very bygone eras. But in terms of you two, what sort of obscure music do you bring to each other?
Well, for example, I think the first time Jack and I got together, I heard you play, when you played at Taps, when you did that solo show, he sang Over the Garden Wall, which is a song I've known forever. And I thought, nobody sings that. He knows that. And we just found a whole lot of other songs like that, kind of things that have been in the folk repertoire through, say, the Carter family, but they're not really folk songs. These were old Victorian parlor songs that probably came into the folk repertoire originally as sheet music for eligible young ladies to play on the piano when their suitors came to call. So lots of old songs like that. And we know a lot of the same repertoire of fiddle tunes. And Jack's a great musician and super fun to play and sing with.
And Jack plays jazz. I saw Jack in Quilcene. It was a get-together put together by some neighbors of mine. And I had never heard you play those kinds of chords in that kind of music. I think you were, the show was long, long, long to start. And so you were called upon to help keep people's minds occupied while they figured out what the heck they were trying to do. Do you bring any of that music to the two of you?
Well, yeah. We have a couple of songs that are in the
more
swingy direction. Yeah.
Definitely.
So am I allowed to make a request?
Sure.
That would be the request.
Okay. Well.
What have we got that's...
Yeah, I can't name the tune, though, until you play it.
Should we do...
They're thinking.
Yeah, we're thinking.
Maybe I've posed you a problem you'd rather not have.
Maybe a Hank thing? We got some kind of...
Papa's on the Housetop, or
Could we do something that comes from the blues repertoire of Leroy Carr? Would that be close enough?
Well, I'll tell you after you finish.
Okay. If it's not close enough, you'll have to have us back on the show again so we can
take another
do your
swing
request.
At that.
I'll probably have you back anyway. But at least now you're getting a notion of what I like to listen to.
And while we're getting ready to do this, maybe I could mention that I'll also be playing at Taps at the Guardhouse on May 3rd with Bobby
Nicholas.
Wonderful fiddler.
Yes, you were here with her before.
Yeah, I think we did your show one time.
Indeed you did. Yeah. Bobby Nicholas is her name, and her boat is called Falcon. I just saw Falcon today, that's why I remembered.
Uh-huh. Well, Mama told Papa, be quiet as a mouse. So Papa climbed up on the top of the house. Made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise. Then they stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Babies in the cradle, brothers gone to town. Sisters in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing on the ground. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Everybody's happy when the old blues go. Babies in the cradle, brothers gone to town. Sisters in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. Papa's on the housetop and won't come down. Papa's on the housetop and won't come down. Well, Papa caught a chicken out in the yard. He picked up a rocket, he hit him hard. Chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town. Sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all the ground. Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Well, Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Well, I understand the part about the chicken in the pot. I understand the part about sometimes the old rooster has to meet that fate because of the rooster's behavior. But what in the world happened to Papa, really, that made him have to be up on the housetop?
I think he was just goofing around.
He just trying to get away from it all, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Now, that song qualifies. Yeah, I'll let that. You will still have to come back.
Well,
but and maybe we'll say that you get to come back.
All righty, yeah.
Okay, so these are Sue Thompson and Jack Dwyer, and they will be at The Keg and I in my neighborhood, just down the street from my house, on Monday night. What time Monday night?
5 to 7 p.m.
Oh, a good hour for those of us who get sleepy sometimes.
And a good hour if you're just on your way home from work, stop in for a pint and some good music.
You know, I'd probably just come rolling down on my bicycle. That's what I'd probably do. It's about 2.5 miles to the Keg. You imagine how lucky I feel living where I live. We have the Keg and I. We have Finn River. We have Farms Reach. All these places within easy reach of a bicyclist who likes to go for a little spin in the daytime and maybe on Monday nights. Huh?
You're a lucky man.
I am a lucky man. Yeah. We have about 15 minutes left with you guys, and then we bring in the Kidlets. And the Kidlets are going to take this place by storm. And why don't you take me by storm for the next 15 minutes and not listen to me talk, but just listen to your music. Could
okay.
we do that?
We can do that. Maybe another tune?
Sure.
Let's see. Yeah, your pick.
You want to do one of those waltzes?
Yeah.
Like maybe Alabama?
I like waltzes. Well, I didn't really intend to say anything, and that doesn't hold me to not saying anything, I guess. So there is a Tennessee waltz. There's an Alabama waltz. There probably are other state waltzes that you guys know that I don't. But I don't know of any Washington waltz. And I mention that only because you could consider this a commission without pay, right? I commissioned the two of you.
There isn't a Washington waltz yet.
I'd like that.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Well, time to rise up and meet the challenge
there. I'll start working on that.
Yeah, bring it next time when you come.
All right. What do you think about Lazy John?
I like it.
Did Greg and Jerry do Lazy John?
No.
Okay. Even if they had, I'd do it anyway. I actually learned this song from Jerry Canote, and I don't do it anything like the way he does it. Up in the morning, break of day, working in a cotton for to draw my pay. Late in the morning, he'll come along. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Get away, Lazy John. Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Get your day's work all done. You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? But I don't care, he's a barrel of fun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? You're in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Came to my door. Now it's time that he moves on. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John? Lazy John, Lazy John, why don't you get your day's work all done? Here in the shade and I'm in the sun. Why don't you get away, Lazy John?
And the news I have to deliver to Sue Thompson and Jack Dwyer is we have time for one more.
All right.
Okay. You get to pick it. I won't coach your picking, but the Washington Waltz has a nice ring to it, just the title alone, don't you think?
Well, we could play any tune and just call it the Washington Waltz, if that would...
No.
No, okay, no. Sorry.
I would know better.
All right, well, we tried. What should we play instead of the Washington Waltz, Jack?
Well, I'd like to play another tune.
All right. That'd be fun. You want to play that Cherokee Shuffle?
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to kick it?
All right, sure.
Now, that really is pretty slick playing. I must say that is very slick playing, but I have a bit of a concern. Is there a minor chord in there?
There is a minor chord.
There is a minor. I hope the people I play with play Cherokee Shuffle, and I'm the guitar player, and I've never played a minor chord, and I'm starting to wonder if I've been missing something all these years, or maybe people don't all play it the same. What do you think?
I think people don't all play it the same.
God, I hope. You know what? You are a very judicious and diplomatic woman, Sue Thompson, and thank you for that.
You can hire me whenever you need someone judicious and diplomatic.
To play the guitar, probably.
Either that or just
say
judicious
to say the
things.
Right thing at the right time. I appreciate that. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Yeah, and Jack Dwyer also, the same. Thank you for coming today. Monday night, 5:00. Golly, I will be I will not be coming. You know, the bummer of all the wonderful things that we do is we can't do all the wonderful things that there are. And I'm going to be, what did you do there? I'm going to be across the state, elsewhere in Washington. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's nice too. So I hope to have you guys back here fairly soon. We will talk as I play something by the Connotes about another gig that we might talk about. And it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.